Well, the action was at the UN and continues to be for the next couple of days. I mean, really, it started on Monday. It's the global initiative. President Obama was on hand. He had some thoughts about the roll call, the Palestinians' push for statehood. That's where we begin on our journey for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Then we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in this execution of Troy Davis in Georgia. He was accused and convicted of killing a cop back in 1989. So for 20 years, there was the back and forth and the stays because of the Supreme Court. And ultimately, they said, no more, game off. The original prosecutors say he done it. He was guilty. But there are a lot of people that think he unfairly was given the lethal injection. And it always opens up that debate as to how you feel about the death penalty. Is it better to house and keep prisoners who do heinous things like kill a cop and other such deals, such horrible things like those maniacs in Connecticut that terrorized a family, killed a woman and her two daughters? The husband got free, but ultimately two were responsible. One has already been given the death penalty. The other one's on trial right now. How do you feel about the death penalty? I guess it's a gut check thing for most people. Some say that it's playing with fire, and it brings up the God card as to whether or not you should be able to execute anyone. And of course, we've done executions in this country for a long time, and there was a time when they went away and it didn't happen, then was brought back, and then it was a state thing, and certainly different forms of execution as well. Lethal injection now is the choice, but remember, it used to be that it was, it was boom, boom. It's a firing squad. And of course, hanging as well, if we wind the clock back even a little bit further than that. So we'll jump to that. I'll tell you about the story so you get a little bit more of the details and you can flush it out in your own mind. But as I said, let's start first, because there were more security folks on hand at the UN than people that were there, dignitaries at the UN, because it was a who's who. When you have former President Clinton and you have Obama there and a cast of characters, including the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, who is going to speak to the United Nations on Thursday. And the push is on to urge, I think, is Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to, as they say, act with restraint and wisdom over the Palestinian bid for full state membership of the United Nations. And Israel rejects that. They say, forget it. There's just no way. There's going to be some reprisals over this. And, you know, we're not going to go there, basically. Here's what our president, President Obama, had to say.
One side's actions in the United Nations will achieve neither statehood nor self-determination for the Palestinians. That is what can achieve what is, I know, the ultimate goal of all of us, which is two states side by side living in peace and security.
Here's the question. Can those two states live side by side, as the president is suggesting? So here we go again, messing with the Middle East, which is happened for a very long time, the whole peace process. I think I've said this before in America Tonight. Many of you can relate to this. How many, raise your hand, because we have the special infrared glasses on, can remember being in history classes or civic classes or whatever and having another president or another conversation about peace in the Middle East? I would say all the way through grammar school, high school, and when I went to college, that came up in those various classes that I just mentioned. But yet still no peace between, really, because it's about territory, the Palestinians and the Israelis. Netanyahu is not budging on this. There's just no way. And so ultimately, the United States is in the prickly position of whose side are you on? What team are you playing for? Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick in this one? And Obama is backing the Palestinian state at the UN and is making a push for Middle East peace talks. So yet again, here we go. And you think of how long this has been going on. You think of brokering peace for how long, right? So Obama did his speech, and they had separate meetings with the Palestinian leaders and the Israeli leaders, trying to do the peace talk thing again. And, you know, the U.S., the officials at the U.N., are saying that they probably can't prevent Mahmoud Abbas from moving forward with a request to the UN Security Council for full Palestinian membership. So Abbas is going to move forward. He's going to do it. Obama is asking him to drop the move for statehood after Abbas delivers a formal letter of intent to the UN on Friday. So, I mean, it's a wash. It's not going to happen. This administration, by the way, so you know, has pledged to vote any Palestinian statehood, to veto, rather, any Palestinian statehood bid, saying that they're only going to do direct peace negotiations, not a UN vote. Oh, for once, really, we're not going to follow what the UN dictates, like in Libya. Susan Rice, who is the U.S. ambassador, did you know that, to the UN, called the Palestinian push for recognition by the world body an unwise and diversionary gambit, saying that there was no shortcut to statehood. This is not going to go down easy. I do not think so. And, of course, you know, you think of the U.S., the European Union, the United Nations, Russia, and all of them all are addressing Palestinian and Israeli concerns and talking about this timetable for peace talks. Peace talks that never, ever are fruitful. Here's two things I'm sure of in my lifetime. We're not going to truly ever see peace in the Middle East, and we're probably never going to get back into the black when it comes to the budget. And so as much as all of that's going on in New York, and it does, trust me, in your own backyard, I always say that America Tonight is about water cooler buzz and what affects you in your backyard. It does affect you because, believe it or not, you're paying for some of this. You're paying for some of this. At least some of the security, for sure. So while all of that is happening, the real question becomes, what is happening to our economy? Rome is burning. But this is nothing new. We know this, right? We know this. We feel it. We see it. Even ex-President Clinton is saying that raising taxes is not going to help. Because, of course, if you rewind to the beginning of the week from the Rose Garden, the big push was for the millionaire's tax. And that, let's get the rich to pay. Inciting class warfare, right? Or something like it. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's always fun when Harry Rinker comes calling, the guru of all things collectible. It's a pleasure always to have him, as I said, on this show. So if you collect anything, I am serious. Right now, flip open your cell phone, if you still have a flip. Or you might be like me and you're overpaying for your phone and you have an iPhone. So just touch the screen, 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me a question, because we do have that chat thing. You go to the website, americatonight.net, through the miracle of Pal Talk, shoot me your question, and I will ask Harry live on the air. Harry, how are you?
Well, I'm not collecting iPhones.
You're not? No.
No. Well, you know, it is funny about that. I'm one of these guys that are predicting that there will be a time when there will be collectors of phone, of the old cell phones and iPhones. Only because that they do have some unusual characteristics. I mean, they're different sizes and shapes and all kinds of funny things. And we should collect things that cost $800 and obsolete in 2 years anyway.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, at least with an old cell phone, you had these pretty cases and weird-looking designs.
Yes.
With these new iPhones, they're just like square things with black faces, and if they don't work, they just are square things with black faces.
Exactly.
They're not going to display very well.
I agree, but maybe people will collect apps, because, you know, the whole thing is about apps and building apps now.
Well, speaking of apps, do you know that we have an app for the Genesis Network?
I didn't know that.
I am getting listeners now for What You Got, and we should mention that What You Got is a show about antiques, collectibles, and the stuff you have around the house. And the reason I'm here is to talk with our American Tonight listeners about their stuff, so we hope they'll take advantage of calling in on that toll-free number, because here I am ready to answer any question you might have about that. But I am getting more and more listeners to my show on their iPhones. They download some iPhone app or something like that.
Yep.
And, in fact, I went up to GCNLive.com the other day to check some things out, And there was an app you can download to listen to GCN Live and, of course, American Tonight and my show and all the great shows on Genesis on your phone.
I know. I love it. And you have to do that. Everything is coming through the phone now or other sources. Yeah, other devices.
Well, I'm back in the classroom again, as you know, teaching at Davenport University here in Michigan. And in my English class, we're reading about all these things about new technology and how it's taken over our lives and changed the way we think, or maybe the way we don't think anymore now that we have access to all this information. In fact, I have to tell you, I'm reaching a point now in the antiques and collectibles field where I'm just overwhelmed by the data out there. I can't keep track of it anymore.
Yeah.
There's so much information out there trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, no kidding. I have a question for you. Somebody wanted me to ask you this. I was just in New York City last weekend, and I was at the memorial, you know, the new memorial they have at Ground Zero. And, of course, collecting all of that stuff was something.
Of course, there were a lot of stories about 911, and the answer was if you had it, you should have sold it. You know, we talked in the show about celebrity bounce, you know, when a team does really well. Mm-hmm. Like the Yankees, who just clinched their division tonight, as opposed to the Phillies, who constantly keep losing now that they've clinched their division. No. But what happened is, with the anniversary of the 10th anniversary, it drew a lot of attention. And eBay noticed a tremendous increase of people selling 911 stuff.
Wow.
And it was bringing prices two and three times what it had been brought on eBay a year ago. Now, of course, the celebration is over, so the prices have gone away.
Gone back, yeah.
The celebrity bounce lasted less than a week. It's odd about that. I think if the people that, if you're going to buy 911 memorabilia, I think you buy the things associated with the towers prior to their destruction. You know, like the menus from the restaurant at the top and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you bought all those commemorative pieces, the special edition collector stuff that was done, that'll never have any value. There's just so much of it out there, and so much of it was saved. And the headline newspapers and that type of thing, there's just so much of it out there. It's going to take more than my lifetime, and certainly more than your lifetime, Kate, maybe the lifetime of my grandchildren, to get enough scarcity left in that. In fact, what was interesting is that I just wrote a column. I have a weekly column called Rinker on Collectibles, which is now coming up to its 25th anniversary, believe it or not. And I just wrote a column about age is not a value in my business anymore. Alas, I feel very sad about that because as I get older, I think I'm worth more, but that's beside the point. And, no,
I love it.
Seriously.
That's what it is, yeah, exactly.
No, but it is. You know, oldest, finest, bestest is out there. We my good friends at Heritage Galleries down in Dallas, Texas. This is the new big American auction house. I mean, Sotheby's and Christie's in New York scene is fine, but Heritage Galleries is rapidly becoming the premier auction house in the United States on a wide variety. It started out primarily in coins and stamps, but now in sports memorabilia and all kinds of things. It's through the roof, and it's just teamed up with Greg Martin's gun auction, and they have sold an 1836 Colt pistol for $977,000. And, you know, who's to say there's economic problems in my business when people pay that kind of money for a single object?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Is collecting, certainly some collecting is art. It's all about what the person's willing to pay, and a lot of times it's about people with big bucks, isn't it?
Well, what happened is we have a lot of money that's flowing out of the stock market right now. I mean, Craig, you know, the other day it was up, today it's down, however, 280-some points or something just because somebody doesn't like the way the Feds are doing something. A lot of people are looking at antiques and collectibles from an investment point of view. Now, this is the height of the market, and, you know, it's been kind of fun for me. I remember when we were astonished in the antique game when a piece brought over $100,000. Now, we have pieces in the $750,000, $800,000, million range. I mean, we've got so many coins above $1 million now that, again, it's almost impossible to keep count of them anymore. Every auction, it seems there's another coin or two that pop the $1 million range, not just American coins, but worldwide coins. But the thing about it is that these high-end pieces, while they may be bought by collectors of sorts, they're also bought by investors. Ever since, it's all Wayne Gretzky's fault. Did you know that?
Why is it Wayne? Oh, because
he bought the Honus Wagner baseball card.
Yeah,
as part of his investment portfolio. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And everybody was shocked when he paid $185,000 or $200,000 for it. And then he turned around a few years later, sold it for $480,000. And everybody said, there might be something in this.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy. Hey, tell everybody how they can hear you and also how they can get in touch with you by sending something to you, a photograph.
Well, okay, let's first of all talk about the American Tonight mailbag. You know, look, I know there are a lot of people out there listening to American Tonight that have questions about the stuff they have around the house. You can email me your question. It's really very simple. My email address is my full name, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Now, if you're going to email, start your question. I listen to you on America Tonight, and when I come on the second, fourth Thursday morning of every month, I'll take those letters into the mailbag, and we'll answer the questions here on the air. You can also hear my show Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific on GCNLive.com, our good streaming internet site. Up there, the same site you use to listen to American Night with Kate as well. So we're out there and always delighted to talk to people. By the way, going to be in Texas September 30th, October 2nd. Down in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome for the big Home and Garden Show down there. I know we've got a lot of American Night listeners down in Austin and other areas of Texas. Come on down and say hi.
Yeah, no kidding. San Antonio is a lot of fun. Have a good time there. There's a great restaurant I like down there called Mexican Manhattan. Best Tex-Mex food I've ever had.
Really? I'm going to go to one of my favorite Mexican restaurants down there is Los Barrios. Have you ever eaten there?
Yes, I have. Excellent.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Great food, too. So what's the name of this other restaurant?
It's called Mexican Manhattan.
Mexican Manhattan. Okay.
Yeah, check it out. Awesome. Harry, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Hey, listen, in 2 weeks we'll be in the playoffs. We'll have a lot to talk about.
You wait. Thanks, Harry. Always fun. Now, remember that. He's coming back in 2 weeks, because here's what happens. It's the typical scenario. Somebody sends me stuff after Harry's off. Would you ask about this? Would you ask about that? We're heading to the mailbag next. Emma wants to know about space junk. Also, little Joe wants to know who's going to win the Republican nomination. My thoughts next.
Now, let the exciting begin!
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. What happened to capitalism in these United States? I can barely say it. It's disappeared, hasn't it? Because the jobs have disappeared. And why? Because what about innovation? What about entrepreneurs? What about getting a loan from a bank? Forget it. You know, we do have money. It's locked up in the bank. But good luck trying to get a loan. Businesses are afraid to hire, even if they're doing okay, and banks are afraid to loan. It makes for a deadly combination. That's why we find ourselves with a disastrous situation we're in, where so many people can't find work or they have to string a lot of jobs together. And I think we're all agreed at this point, this upcoming election, what's it about? Jobs. Absolutely. America Tonight, Kate Delaney, that's my name. You're in my backyard, and I'm in yours, so to speak. And we're talking water cooler buzz always here. You can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. A lot of speculation over figuring out who is going to get the Republican nomination. We are ways away from that. We're not into the new year yet. And then, of course, you have New Hampshire and so on and so forth. Ultimately, right now, it boils down to two guys, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. Rick Perry got a lot of buzz and was double digits ahead in the polls over Romney. Now, he's just a few points in front of Romney. The Democrats really think it's going to be Mitt, and they're afraid of him because he is that business guy. He is the guy who is preaching capitalism and pushing it back to the entrepreneur and the business person, and to make it a more positive place, our country, for enterprise to thrive and to grow. And the president is pushing his jobs agenda, but it's specifically, we know this, the money that he wants, the, what is it, $450 million? The money he wants is for really shovel jobs, some teachers, that kind of stuff. But what about everybody else, and what about opening the hiring? That's the big problem. Of course, that jobs bill, it's really flat at this point. Really, do you think that's going to go through? The answer is no. Without further ado, jobs on many of your minds, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo! Ah, yes. All right, so the mail's here. And the mail, like I said, a lot of it is surrounding jobs. Here's one from Jake, from Bob, and from Al. The three of them basically in different ways have said, what about the jobs? I'll take Al's. Al says, Kate, I just don't understand it. It used to be in America that you could find a job. It didn't even matter. Forget degree, not degree, any of that kind of stuff. If you needed pickup work, if you needed temporary work, if you needed a hand, you got it. You could find a job. You could pay your bills. Now, it's like you have to beg, borrow, or steal and feel so dejected and disheartened and ask for money, ask for help. Oh, how do you get by? How do you get by in America anymore? There is no corporate ladder, and there are no jobs. Exactly to my point of what's going to happen in the future, especially as we continue to go through 2012, 13, 14, so on and so forth, and then you have youngsters, 9, 10 years old. What are these kids going to do? What's their generation going to be about? Now coming out of college, it's so tough to get jobs unless you have a specific profession where somebody is mentoring you, pushing you into the program, like a lawyer or a doctor, but even they're having problems. However, if you have somebody in a firm that's willing to vouch for you, you can still find some of those openings, but you got to create it yourself. You know, that's what it is. It's about job creation on your own. But good luck trying to find the funding. It's called networking. You really, really have to network. That's it. That's the bottom line. You have to know the right people. Schmooze. That's the ultimate word. And a lot of people can't do that. And a lot of people don't know the right people. It's rough. It is absolutely. I have no answers for this. I do have an answer. My answer is, we cannot have a stranglehold with regulations on businesses, and we have to bring more businesses back to the country. If the tax level has to go down, why 35%? Move it to 25%. If you get the companies to guarantee they're bringing jobs back, you start to add up 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. And then people who need to just work for the corporation and be plugged in can be plugged in. Right now they can't be. They can't be. And we're not talking about all uneducated folks. We're not talking about people that dropped out of high school. I mean, we're talking about across the board, all economic backgrounds at work here. I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Emma. Emma says, Kate, what do you think about all this stuff with the space junk? I think it's kind of cool. Wouldn't it be wild if you woke up in the morning and suddenly in your pool or in your backyard, there was a piece of space trash? They say it's never happened before, but I wonder, and I think other people are wondering this as well. You talked about it a little bit the other night. If you had a piece of the URS satellite, would you return it to NASA? That's an interesting question. First of all, I'd be shocked. I mean, really, my initial reaction would be shock. If I walked out to some part of my house and there was space debris, would I know it? I mean, there's obvious things you would look at and say, especially if there was some reports that there was trash that was falling in your area, because they don't know exactly where the space trash is going to end up. I guess you could suspect what a satellite would look like, some of the pieces of it, but then you got to think about the journey that space trash took. So the recognizability of it would be, you know, another thing. Probably sharp edges, that kind of stuff. And see, there's these big warnings that they're issuing saying it's government property. It's against the law to keep it as a souvenir or sell it on eBay. You have to call the police. You have to get it to NASA. And I'm thinking that a lot of people will not be getting it to NASA. What are the strike zones? Well, how many people are in the world? They say 7 billion. And the answer is they have no clue. It falls out of the sky. It could be anywhere. It could happen in Illinois, Texas, Iran, Russia. They don't know. This is a $740 million satellite, a dead satellite, by the way, that was decommissioned in 2005. So it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have really any fuel on board anymore. And they don't want to keep it up there because they don't want a collision or an exploding fuel tank or, you know, whatever. And the answer is it's near reentry. And where it falls out, where it shakes out, you know, nobody knows where it lands. I think most people, I'm sorry, there would just be this temptation. I think most people would keep it. Am I wrong? Would you keep a piece of it if you found it? It would probably be so tiny is what I'm thinking, right? This is what I love. Because, especially in Europe, they'll bet on anything. The Irish or the Brits. There's an Irish company that's allowing people to actually gamble on the crash site. It's called Paddy Power, and it's Ireland's largest bookmaker. And they've placed the odds that the satellite's going to crash in the Pacific Ocean. Right? That's what they say. 8 to 11 odds. Pacific Ocean. Then that's a close second, or that's number one, but followed by the Atlantic, 2-1 odds. 2-1 odds. I love that. I love that you could make money on the satellite. But as I said, it could really fall anywhere. There's no definites on this. All right, let's go to another one here. This one is from Little Joe, who says, who wins the Republican nomination? Well, I think I already talked about that. Well, I talked about what was going on with the polls and all that stuff. There's another debate that's in Orlando. Fox and Google are sponsoring it. And Chris Wallace is one of the moderators. So, you know, there's going to be more opportunity talking about immigration, the economy, all kinds of stuff. And what's been in the news lately, because then, of course, it's topical as the reaction to that. And maybe also, well, I'm sure, what's happening at the UN. The Palestinian situation, the statehood deal in Israel, that's bound to be a question. I am sure of it. But who wins the Republican nod? If you press me right now and you ask me, I'm going to say it's going to be Mitt Romney. It is. And I know that so many of you are going to say, that's not, I like Ron Paul. And no, it should be Ron Paul. He's in single digits, people. I mean, I get it. I love Ron Paul. I do. I really like Ron Paul. I liked him before I was doing this show. And people, libertarian friends, were telling me about Ron Paul and some of the things that he said. I don't agree with everything he says, but I don't agree with any politician on every single thing they say. But a lot of what he says about the monetary system, I agree on. A lot of what he says about we need to pull back on all our foreign aid because, look, we're not even balancing a budget. We don't have a budget. All that kind of stuff. I completely 100% agree with him on all of it. And he was really the first guy to start saying that, and he would get hammered for it. So bravo to Ron Paul. But we have a system. That's what we complain about. That's why I say a third party would be great. And he's not going to break that system. So Mitt Romney looks to me like he's the guy. And it's a lot of it is because of the whole jobs thing. Yes, he has to come up with what to do on health care and when he was the governor of Massachusetts and all of that. But he's finding ways to skirt around it. I think he's going to be the guy. Now, the question becomes, who's going to be his running mate? And really, is Mitt Romney going to be President Zero? That's what Rick Perry's campaign ads are calling President Obama. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends.
In Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Georgia executes an inmate. His name is Troy Davis. He murdered an off-duty police officer. This after he shot someone at a party, then went to a little mini-mart and shot a homeless guy, and then ultimately stood over a cop and pumped three bullets into him. Of course, there was all of this contradicting testimony and all this other stuff. Here's what's good for my money. The prosecutors who poured through the evidence, the original ones, because this goes back to 1989, say that he did it. It's him. They had the evidence. They're clear on it. They feel good about it. So the family of the cop who was killed finally decided that they would speak out, and thank goodness. Because you know what? It's about the families. I'm always curious what the families say when we have these debates here in America tonight about the death penalty. I mean, I get it. Listen, I get it. If you executed somebody who was flat out innocent, can you imagine? Of course, in a perfect world, you don't want that to happen. But I'm buying what the prosecutors are selling, and the Supreme Court said, forget it, no stay. So 42 years old, he was strapped to a gurney. Let me give you the visuals. In the death chamber, and he died of a lethal injection. He told the relatives while he was sitting there, laying there, that he was not responsible for Mark McPhail's murder. He said, I didn't have a gun. And in the end, he said, all I can ask is that you look deeper into this case so you can finally see the truth. And he asked his family and friends to continue to fight the fight. And he said, the last thing he said was, may God have mercy on your souls. May God bless your souls. Died 11:08 on Wednesday. Lethal injection. Takes about 15 minutes from when it's working. So the Supreme Court rejects the request for a stay. The Attorney General just released a simple statement. Justice has been served for Officer Mark McPhail and his family. Off-duty cop. Imagine 20 years. She was a kid herself. Joan McPhail Harris. And she said, look, there was nothing to rejoice, but it's a time for the healing of all families. Because this is the thing. It's been hanging over everybody's heads. So listen, Troy Davis had a lot of supporters. You know, there was vigils in the United States, all over the United States, not just Georgia, in Europe. There were signs, T-shirts on all over the internet. I saw one sign, I saw one T-shirt that said, I'm Troy Davis. So, I mean, there was even some crazy things about pushing for prison workers to stay home, and they posted at one internet site a judge's phone number online. And President Obama, because people were pushing for him to get involved, he just said, no way. He just deflected it. He didn't even say anything. There were 700 people outside of the prison. They had cops in riot gear. Not all of them, but a bunch of them were in riot gear because they were worried as to what was going to happen. And Amnesty International said this was the best argument for abolishing the death penalty. Do you think we should abolish the death penalty because there's a chance that the wrong person is put to death? Should the government have the power over life and death? I've already said how I feel, and I'll just say it again. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. He was a cold-blooded killer in my mind. He shot that cop right in his face, went right up to him three times, pumped three bullets into him. What kind of peace and relief do you think that family had for all those years? Little kids. What do you tell those kids? Ah, let them walk the street. Forget it. Let them live. The execution, successfully, though, was stopped three times. Three times. And they even said, you know, his attorney was trying to do everything they could, said that he would have spent part of Wednesday taking a polygraph test if they would have, you know, if they were serious about that. And listen, some of the supporters for this guy, former President Jimmy Carter, Pope Benedict, P. Diddy, FBI director, I don't care so much about P. Diddy, but he does have a lot of sway in community areas. A former FBI director. I mean, there's all kinds of people. In Paris, they had, in Paris. I mean, this has nothing to do with Paris. In Paris, they had 150 demonstrators. They were carrying signs with Davis's face on it, that saying that there was too much doubt. They were talking about shell casings and where they were, where they fell, and all that other kind of stuff. Again, prosecutor says, absolutely. Absolutely. And for my money, I'm going with that prosecutor. I'm going with the fact that they said they had so much evidence. And because you had some people that then recanted, that was the problem. That put that doubt in there. That put the doubt in there. So, and this is the thing. Davis did have a chance last year. There was a hearing ordered by the Supreme Court. It was the first time, did you know, in 50 years that they had considered a request to grant a new trial for a death row inmate. Wow. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, this guy, I was wondering when you said Georgia, I said, is that guy that they kept postponing the execution for or whatever? And I don't know, Kate, 22 years later was, I agree with death penalty, but I'm just wondering, is it really being a deterrent now?
You know what? That's a good question. Is it a deterrent to crime? I mean, is it just, and then what about the expense? Some people will point to the expense of it, and they'll say, well, you know, how much does it cost for the going through everything that you go through with the death penalty versus the meals and the housing of the inmate and blah, 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 blah. You know, for me, it's simple. It's just, do you believe in this justice? Do you think that this is justified? Or do you think no? Do you think it's not justified and the government shouldn't do this, no matter what, no matter what the crime is? I mean, ultimately, there are a couple of different things you can ask yourself on it. I don't know. I say, I don't know that it's a deterrent. I mean, that's a good question. Is it a deterrent? Be interesting to take a little poll of prisoners and see if it was a deterrent to any of them, and they're going to say no.
Exactly. And, yeah. You know, when you talk about cost, well, what's the cost of keeping somebody on life without parole? I mean, you know, can't really weigh whether a death penalty case or, you know, the cost isn't really, cost is going to be cost. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're there on death row or whether you're there in life, you know. But then the question is, okay, if it's not a deterrent, is it a justifiable punishment, you know? I mean, does it really bring, like you're talking about the families, you know, does it really bring closure to those people, you know? If the guy's executed and he's done, you know, gone, you know, it kind of comes back to, you know, we lost 56,000 men over in Vietnam. At first, yeah, let's go over there and kill the communists. You know, they're trying to take out this whole country is trying to remain free. But then the attitude changed where I don't give a crap if somebody halfway around the world dies or lives. You know, I just want my son home. You know, and
right.
You know, we want our kids to stop dying. Kind of same thing going on in Afghanistan right now.
Yeah,
you know, we're losing people. We're not losing near as many as we lost in Vietnam. You know, I probably because there's just so much more the technology is so much further advanced or whatever. But at the same time, you know, people are starting asking themselves, do I really care what's going on in Afghanistan? You know, is it gonna affect me? Right after 9/11, people cared. You know, yeah, let's go get this guy. You know, let's go get these people responsible. You know, but now it's kind of the mind is seeing, so it's kind of the same question in the sense, you know, that, you know, if it's a punishment that you're fixing, then that's one thing, you know,
But do you lose track of it after time? I understand. And does time heal all wounds? I'm going to say the families would say no.